listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. There's nothing more certain than death and taxes. Well, eBay Radio. Here now to tell us what's in store for this year is attorney, author, and small business advocate Barbara Weltman. Barbara, what's the IRS up to concerning the quote-unquote sharing economy?
Well, we think of the sharing economy, by the way, thanks for having me back. We think of the sharing economy as the gig or access economy. We think of Uber or Airbnb, but the same tax rules may apply to eBay sellers. And what the IRS has done is create a sharing economy tax center. Just Google this and you'll find it. And has some very helpful information about filing requirements and links to forms and publications that eBay sellers will be able to use.
So is there anything new this year for small business owners?
Well, most of the tax rules are the same, although some numbers have changed. For example, the standard mileage rate, if you use your personal vehicle for business driving, for 2016, it's 54 cents a mile. In 2015, when gas prices were higher, it was 57.5 cents a mile. But there is one important change I'd like to talk about, and this concerns write-offs for some equipment that you might buy. So instead of depreciating it or taking the first year Section 179 deduction, you might want to use a de minimis safe harbor rule. This is a rule that was created under the so-called repair regulations that came out a couple of years ago, and it allows you to deduct up to $2,500 per item or invoice. It used to be $500 limit. And so what it means, let me give you an example. I think it'll make it really clear. If I buy, let's say, tablets for each of my five employees, I don't have to add the cost to my balance sheet. I can instead treat the cost as a currently deductible expense for material and supplies. Just write it off and attach my own election statement to the return.
Hmm.
Simplifies record keeping greatly.
So, go ahead, Griff.
I think I understand that.
Yeah, it's just another option, and it just depends on your personal tax situation. But like I said, this does simplify record keeping.
What are some of the key dates, Barbara, we need to know as eBay sellers when it comes to taxes and bookkeeping?
Some things have changed, so I think it's important to take note that we still have the same January 31st deadline to provide W-2s to employees and 1099s to our independent contractors. But what is new is it's the same date that we have to transmit the information from W-2s to Social Security Administration and to the IRS for the 1099s where we're showing payments to independent contractors. So that's one thing that and that's coming up real quickly. Another change, it has to do with the filing deadlines for certain business returns. So for partnerships and LLCs that file as partnerships, the return is now due March 15th instead of the April 15th deadline. And for C corporations on a calendar year, instead of the March 15th, now you have April 15th. Well, actually April 18th this year to file the return. So you got to watch the new deadlines.
So Barbara, what's happening with online sales tax law?
Well, this has been percolating for many, many years, and we've talked about this before, whether online sellers have to collect sales tax from remote buyers. And nothing has been settled. Last year, there were a number of tax bills, including the Marketplace Fairness Act, around, and nothing happened with it. So whether something will be done this year, we just have to watch and see, because this is obviously very important to eBay sellers who are online and selling to buyers in different states.
So I want to ask you a question that I think I ask you every year, but I don't care, because we have so many new listeners all the time. Plus, we have people in various stages of entrepreneurialism who maybe didn't care about this last year. Being a sole proprietorship as opposed to having, let's say, a C-Corp, what is the difference?
Well, Well, there are a lot of differences, actually. So the biggest difference is not a tax issue. The biggest difference is once you incorporate, you then create personal liability protection, meaning if things go bad, your creditors can't get your personal home or your personal bank account. So that's really one of the main reasons for doing that. But then, of course, the tax rules are so different for corporations versus all pass-through entities, and that's certainly a consideration as well.
See, Barbara, I'm still running into eBay sellers who do everything out of their personal checking account.
Oh, my goodness.
So they, you know, they pay their food, and they go to the movies, and they go out to dinner, and they also, you know, that a sole proprietorship is allowed to do that. But is this a good idea?
Well, technically you're allowed, but it's the worst business practice I could think of. If you are in business, you have to act like it. And that means having a separate business bank account, having a separate credit card, having a separate PayPal account for your business, doing all of that so that you separate your personal and business financial life. Not only is it really a helpful thing to do, but think about when it comes time to taxes, it will make all of your expenses line up for business versus trying to remember when I went out to lunch, was this for business? Was this for personal? And you can't remember. Just take my word for it. You won't remember which expense was for business, which was for personal. And if the IRS ever questions your return, I know audit rates are very low right now, but there's still potential risk. If the IRS questions your return, having all of your finances commingled is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, and it also leads you open to liability, correct? I mean, if somebody wants to sue the business, they're going to end up having access to your assets.
Well, precisely. As a sole proprietor, you have personal liability exposure.
Yeah. So, Barbara, what do you think is going to happen in the year to come and beyond with this new administration?
Well, that's a really great question, because who knows? We did see that small business optimism jumped right after the election to all the highs, for a 30-year high or something like that. So people are very optimistic, and part of that optimism stems from a promise for tax reform. What shape that will take and when it will go into effect, nobody really knows.
So two new 2017 editions in your J.K. Lasser series just came out this past October?
That's right. That's for 2016 returns. So the 2017 J.K. Lasser's Your Small Business Taxes is for preparing your 2016 return and doing tax planning for 2017.
So what are their titles?
J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2017 is the edition for doing your 2016 return. That's the current edition.
Isn't it true that most of the time when we hear about tax reform on television being bandied about, that it usually means if you have a certain amount of employees?
No, not necessarily, because they're talking about tax rates, so it will be what kind of tax are we going to pay on our profits. And one of the things that is being mentioned, because there's a lot of focus on the high corporate tax rate, and they want to bring that down dramatically, and one of the things that's being discussed as well is making sure that business owners don't pay a higher rate on their share of income that passes through to them, say, from a limited liability company or as a sole proprietor. So they're going to theoretically be taxed at the same top rate as corporations. But, again, we don't know the details until they're enacted.
So, in your opinion, what is the outlook for 2017 as far as business is concerned, small business?
Well, I believe that the outlook for business overall is very positive, because not only are we talking about removing the stumbling blocks of taxes for businesses, really easing the burden on small business owners, but also getting rid of a lot of the regulations that have come into play in the past number of years. I can't even get my mind around how many thousands and thousands of regulations have been finalized in the past several years, and how can small businesses be expected to keep up with them, comply with them, and then if you don't do it, you're penalized. So I think the sentiment is, or the feeling is, that many of these regulations are going to fall by the wayside, making it easier to operate, easier to understand, and perhaps putting in place a better system for new regulations so everybody can sort of understand what's happening, follow what's happening, and not be immediately penalized for failing to comply.
Makes sense.
So what's new in your life, Barbara? We haven't talked in a long time.
What's new in my life?
Yes.
Life is real good in Florida, I must tell you.
It's 57 degrees in San Diego today, and we're freezing to death.
Well, I know. It's cool here. It's only about 68 degrees here, so that seems kind of cool, too. But we'll be back to the 80s by the end of the week, and that's wonderful. And it really makes it wonderful to work, to combine work and a personal life in a wonderful climate.
So how
I don't have to cancel appointments because of snow.
Yeah, we have no excuse.
No excuse, exactly.
Where can someone get a hold of you if they want?
You can find me at my website, BarbaraWeltman.com. You can sign up for my free Idea of the Day and my monthly newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business. And you can see my books.
I get that.
Yes, you do.
Well, we'll probably have you back on just before. Should we have you back on in March or in April?
Yeah, if you want to do it like the beginning of March before
the beginning of
the
March.
Businesses have to file their returns, that would be great.
Yeah,
okay,
that's perfect.
Great, we'll do that.
Yay!
All right?
Love it.
It's always great having you on, and yes, it's true, death and taxes.
And Barbara Weltman.
Every
Barbara,
year.
Thanks so much. This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Well, up next, we're going to talk about a beautiful niche when we return with more of eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.